May I have one?
You do. All three of you made it. Thank you.
All right. And so we'll move on to reviewing the process and the potential questions for our candidates. Real quick before I start that, let's just review our tabs. So tab one is the agenda. Tab two is potential questions. Tab three is the candidates with their service history included for their time on the Ethics Commission. All right. And with that, we'll review the process and the questions. So for today, we have a list of six questions on the page. If you could please take a moment to review them. I'd like to suggest maybe limiting it to four for time's sake. But if we don't agree to that, we can ask all six. If there's any that you want to ask that aren't on this list, please bring that up and we will discuss it. Give a moment or two here to read.
Do you have any four in particular?
No. I wouldn't want to steer it. So
well, I was going to suggest that we look at number two. I'm not sure if they have expressed already an interest in one or the other, or are they just here to interview for either one?
That's a great question to ask each of them, unless you have that information already.
We have it for one of your three candidates.
Okay. All right. Do you want to start with that one then? Let's make that one number one.
Well,
that way we know.
I would like to go over in a month, but I think that needs to be probably more than 2 minutes.
I agree.
3 minutes.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
2 minutes. You go.
I'm good.
Okay. So 2 minutes of opening remarks. Our office for commission and serving.
So, in the interest of time, if you're wishing to consolidate, three and four can speak to each one. So that can be combined.
Okay. So, I definitely I like number three in particular. I do think it's really important that we gain some insight from them on what their vision is for the coming year, especially in light of the things that occurred in the past year. So. So please share any ideas, goals, vision that you have for the Ethics Commission and what value or contribution you add. Good with that?
Yeah, I think if for us, we can probably even eliminate them before, actually.
Okay.
But we can consolidate them and do it quickly, that would be fine, too.
All right. I think that five is important. I would love for you to ask that.
Yeah, I think that is very important in this new time that we have been going on.
Number six.
I think we could make number six a quick yes or no. Like we could ask them, do you anticipate being absent for more than 1 or 2 weeks?
That's a great way to put it right there. That's perfect.
During the course of the conversation, and we want to ask another question, are we at liberty?
so we'll do that briefly.
After each one?
At the end, before we actually vote. So we'll take any public comment there may be for the candidates before we vote, and then we can cast our votes. I did provide a note card in front of you if you would just like to write yours down in order of priority for the sake of staying organized, but we'll need to read it out loud for the record so that everyone, so that it is on the record when we get to that point. And if it just so happens that all of our selections line up, then that makes it a little bit easier, but if it doesn't, then we'll have a discussion and figure out how to get there. Does that work?
Sounds good.
You good? Okay. Any questions from our advisors?
No.
Do we have any other items to discuss before we start reviewing? Let me just review the agenda again. I think we've covered the process, we've covered the questions.
The only thing that I add is a comment that you and I have talked about in terms of trying to make sure you get through your meeting within your time allotted. Mm-hmm. We do have that exhibition meeting coming up before.
Right.
So we have talked about trying to limit the candidates to about
5 to 6 minutes. Let me just start a timer. All right, I'm all set.
Are you good with the timer? If you're going to be asking questions, do you want? Because I can just put a timer.
I'll do that. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Got it.
We'll go with 6 minutes.
6 minutes?
And try to keep on track. Yes.
Are we going to tell them that they have 6 minutes? Because I'm concerned that.
Yes, I'll tell them.
Yeah,
okay.
For sure. 6 is 18. Yeah, I think 6 is probably okay. Okay. We got through that in a little less than 5, so I think we're ready.
Okay.
I'll take Robin if she's ready.
Mm-hmm. 6 minutes, correct, sir?
Yes, please. Thank you.
No task too small. I used to be Indian River County's most expensive courier.
That is what makes a great leader, that the task is
not. Yeah.
Hey, good afternoon, Robin. How are you today?
Great. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you being willing to just say step in as one of our officers. We have about 6 minutes to work with. And so I'd like to offer you, for the first 2 minutes, any opening remarks that you wish to have, and then I'll leave that for you to go.
Thank you. Thank you all very much for considering me. I'll tell you what I said in my offer up, which is just I'm not trying to upset the apple cart. I'm not trying to throw a wrench in any sort of a succession plan that exists. I just want you to know that I'm here. I'm willing to serve. I have time for this board. I can run a meeting. I'm a practitioner in this area, and I know that I'm somewhat new to this board, but I do have 2 years under my belt in the Tallahassee Board of Ethics, which I served on before I came to Jacksonville. So I'm really just here to tell you that I'm willing to serve this board in any capacity that you see fit. And what I would hate is that you end up in a situation where you don't have enough people who are willing to serve in these officer capacities. So that's why I threw my name in, and I'm happy to take your questions.
Fantastic, thank you. In which office are you particularly interested in serving? Do you have a preference?
I don't have a preference. I don't think that I'm ready for a chair. So if there's a vice chair position for which you would consider me, I think that might be a better fit for me.
Would you consider serving as the chair if selected?
I would, thank you.
So, Robin, as an officer, can you share with us your ideas, agendas, or goals for the future of the Ethics Commission?
Sure, thank you. I think that the Ethics Commission and the office right now is in a time of transition due to the legal changes. And so I think that the first goal of the board should always be to support the mission of the office and to make sure that their work is known and their work is valued in the community and by the city, but I think it's going to be important that we keep an eye on the work that the office does that is not complaint-based over the next couple of years, because there's going to be a lot of work there. I think there's a lot of value in that to the employees of the city. I think that there's anonymous complaints is going to be limited.
I have a quick question for the Robin. Periodically, the media covers meetings and decisions of the Ethics Commission, as well as changes in ethics laws at the state level, which I'm sure you were. Please describe how you would approach interactions with the media for these areas.
So my position on this has been what my father taught me about serving on public boards, which is that everything I have to say, I'll say at a public meeting. And then anything additional, I'm going to have to clear with the office, because I'm not speaking for me, I'm speaking for the board, and I'm speaking for the office. So I would be limited in my off-the-cuff comments. I probably wouldn't make any without at least speaking to Ms. Overdorfer. That's not really my strength. And so I would leave that probably to the experts, or I'd work to prepare a statement so that the board and the office wouldn't be caught off guard if we needed to say something.
I think it's worth noting that our outgoing chair actually did a really great job of representing our commission this past year in the public eye and in interviews, in particular by news media. Are you comfortable being interviewed by news media if necessary?
If that's something that y'all want to put me up for, I could do it. I just need a little bit of media training, but I would be happy to do that if that's the will of the board and the office.
I appreciate that. And do you anticipate being asked for more than one or two meetings throughout the course of the year?
I do not.
Any other questions? I don't have any other questions.
Thank you so much for considering. I appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you.
It's an open meeting. You are allowed to stay.
Oh, no, that's okay.
I think she wants to send them the next.
Oh, got it. Okay.
We'll get Sandy. Thank you.
Just so you're aware, that took about 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Not find the role terribly taxing, I have to admit. But I thought if I'm going to go to it into a leadership position, this is the time to do it. I have some experience of how the commission works, and I basically wanted to help out. It did not even occur to me that anyone else would also want the role. In the past, that has been the norm. So that's why I volunteered to do it. I thought about it. I thought, okay, I've been here longer. It's time for me to do it. For me to step up.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I think it probably goes without saying, but just for the record, I wanted to ask in which office you're interested in serving, if you have a preference.
Chair.
Chair. Okay.
I mean, I would also be happy to serve as vice chair.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Is required.
All right.
So, Dr. Freiberger, as chair or vice chair, can you share with us your goals and vision for the Ethics Commission this next?
Well, I mean, in light of the recent legislation which was signed into law by our governor, the Ethics Commission has never had a whole lot of power, let's be honest. What we have is moral suasion. I would like to seriously militate to try to get that law changed. I mean, that's my thought. Now, I don't know exactly how we can go about doing that beyond what's already been done, but I think that we need to keep up constant pressure on our politicians, both local and state, at the state level. Because the fact is the way things are now, we cannot any longer self-initiate, and we're not going to get that many cases. That's the problem. I mean, you all know this. This is not news to anyone. You know, I think mercifully, it doesn't sound like the ethics office is in any way at risk, but I do think that seriously, when you consider what we have to do, our ability to make decisions and accomplish meaningful things has been severely constrained. And I think that that needs to be addressed. It needs to be talked about publicly. And I think we need to get out there and do that. That's one of the things I'd like to do. Beyond that, I would follow the wisdom of our ethics director with respect to what she feels needs to be done. And the rest of the people on the commission, of course, don't want to be all.
Thank you.
Okay.
So from time to time, the media covers our meetings and decisions that the ethics commission makes, as well as changes in the state law. And of course, as the chair, you would have to deal with some of that. Can you describe how you would approach interactions with the media in those areas?
Respectfully and carefully. politely, with humor where possible, certainly. But I'm usually, you know, I speak a lot in my day job. I'm usually not at a loss for words. I think I can handle that role quite well.
Thank you. Do you anticipate being absent for more than about one or two meetings throughout the course of the year?
My attendance record has been pretty good. 2 years ago, I was on sabbatical in Greece for an extended period of about 3 months, and I was able to attend at least, I recall, one meeting. There may have been two. There was another shortly after that when I got back to the States when I had to attend my son's college graduation. I do travel in the summertime, and I did inform the ethics director that I'm sometimes gone for a month or two in the summer. If that would not be a problem for the ethics office or the commission, I don't have a problem with it. On the other hand, if you all deem that that's not doable, I would perfectly understand.
Okay. Any other follow-up questions?
Yeah, just real quick, when you say summer, can you narrow that down to what 2 months you're talking
from
about?
May until the beginning of July. No, I'm not always going to be out of town all that time, but I may be out of town.
Sure. Okay. All right. Thank you, Dr. Farber.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
He doesn't have a tie on.
Yeah, where's his jacket, though?
Good afternoon, ladies. Good to see you.
Hello, good to see you.
We've got about 6 minutes to work with, so I'd like to offer you the first 2 minutes to make any type of opening statement you wish to make.
Oh, okay. I'll say, you know, it's been a great pleasure serving on this commission, and I would love to lead in the vice chair position going forward. I know I put my name in the hat for a couple of things, but I support Dr. Freiberger. I think he's up for chair. He was vice chair, and I said that in my email that I do support him. But I would like for you to consider me for vice chair to assist him in moving us into that new direction, right? The next direction with all the changes that have happened and with where we're going with new members and such. And it's exciting times coming up, and I'd like to take on leadership in a greater sense.
I appreciate that. Would you be willing to serve us here if we chose to select you for that role?
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. I mean, I'll defer to this wonderful nominating committee. I just served on I was the chair of the nominating committee this last go-round, so I was in your shoes not too long ago, and so I appreciate the work you do, and I appreciate the hard and tough decision that you'll have to make. But I want to serve in any capacity that you see fit. I will do it's not, if it's sit down, William, and be a member for the next year, that's fine too.
Thanks so much. So thinking about the future, 2025, as you are looking at an officer position, what goals or vision do you have for the Ethics Commission?
Yeah, so my number one is outreach. I want to continue and build upon our outreach. Sitting in the meetings, I've noticed that the public really don't know who we are or what we are or what we do. And I think that leads to some confusion on, you know, and some frustrations on the public's part about our role. And so I think some outreach. My wife's a media professional here in town, and so I have an avenue to get onto the news. I'd like to consider us maybe the chair and vice chair or the chair and Kirby going onto the news to talk about the ethics department and commission and what we do and what we can do and what we can't do, and talk about some of the changes to the law maybe. Again, just to introduce ourselves to the public. I would like to also, if given the opportunity, to go out and meet with different rotaries and different neighborhood associations. Again, introducing ourselves to them and letting them know what we do and who we are.
Thank you. Periodically, the media covers our meetings and decisions that we make, and of course, changes in the law on a state level. Can you describe to us how you approach interactions with the media in these areas?
Yeah, so my wife's a media professional, so I'll get some tips from her on how to deal with the media. You know, I would like to speak, you know, for the more we speak as one voice. So I would first consult with my fellow members and see which direction we want to take, what our message is, what our branding is. And then I'd be an open book for the media and have no problem making appearances or fulfilling requests. I think I'd be a fine representation of the city and of this commission. I've been representing government bodies now for, let's see, January 6th will be 20 years of military service, right? And so I like to think about how when I was in Iraq and I did foreign claims, and it was mostly folks, you know, accusing the military of doing something negligent and damaging their property over in Iraq. And so I would have to meet with these local nationals, right? And I would be the only face and person that these local nationals would talk to from the United States government, from the Army. And so I represented the Army well in those interactions, even when I had to deny a claim, right, and tell somebody something they didn't like. More often than not, people still walked away informed and satisfied with the interaction.
Do you anticipate being absent from all the American meetings throughout the course of the year?
I do not. I think on that list they sent out, I have like a 98 or 92% attendance rate. Should be 100.
Yeah.
So no, I don't anticipate being absent. Like I said, when I first got this commission position going on 2 years ago, I take it serious. I keep a flexible schedule. I don't overcommit myself. I'm not one of those guys who raises his hand for everything. So if I do raise my hand, it's serious, and I take it serious. And so because of that, I am flexible and available, and will make myself so.
All right. Any more questions?
No, I just want to say thank you for your service.
All right,
thank you.
All right, wonderful.
See you soon.
All right, we are getting a little tight on time. So let's have some discussion. We have 15 minutes to go, right?
Oh, yes, yeah. You have a little less than 20.
For some reason, I had it in my head, we were stopping at 3:45.
Oh, no.
You can if you want.
No, that's okay. All right, great. So that gives us more time.
You know, and it's going to be a big issue going forward. You know, here's a JSO trespass form. You know, it's from JU 2024-0571349. You know, how will the Ethics Commission resolve something like that? You know, I've reached out to JU. It's real. It doesn't go away. It's lifetime. You know, what I also just want to share with you, you know, I came before. Well, you know, I can do this, you know, at the next meeting. But, you know, I've filed ethics complaints. I've gone to the state attorney. I've gone to everyone. You know, and everything just seems to fall on deaf ears. You know, we're not the bad guys on this stuff. So, you know, when you do have a concern, now how serious is it going to be taken? You know, you hear that phrase, see something, say something. Well, it's like, give me a target.
Mr. Nooney, on the nominations.
On the nominations,
yes, please.
Okay. Well, who's going to be the one, you know, who will, you know, allow the media, you know, as far as picking and choosing which story they want to follow? You know, who is going to be with the media to say, you know what, we're having a meeting. Let's see everybody here. Let's get the radio. Let's, you know, who's the one, you know, that, you know, this place will be packed. You know, you got a college of law. You know, you're trying to promote, you know, ethics. It should be full. So that would be the consideration of the candidates. So as far as, you know, vacation schedules, as far as, you know, I want this one. You know, but you know what that is? How are you going to handle the media? Well, you know, who is the one that you feel is going to say, you know what, I'm reaching out to the media and, you know, this place will be packed.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak.
Yes, sir. Any other public comment before we move on? Okay, great. Discussion.
My heart is warmed. I am overjoyed that we have such great interests and comrades that are willing to step up and serve in such a big capacity. Next year we'll be left with great, great hands as we go off into the sunset.
Anything that stood out to you in terms of strengths or weaknesses or concerns that you might have for any particular candidate? Or they all are, by the way, I mean, it's worth saying that every one of these folks is fully capable of doing either of these roles.
Yes, yes. So, I mean, I'll go ahead and provide what I have written on the card that you provided to us. You know, my vote is for Dr. Freiberger to be chair and William Wall to be vice chair. Robin is fantastic.
And brand new.
Right.
I understand what you mean.
It is a difficult decision because all three of them are wonderful. And I'll just line, but then I have a couple of comments. This is Dr. Freiberger first, and then William Hall, and then Robin Blaine. But I did have a question mark by Freiberger because of the time issue. I'm always cognizant of someone who's served in a position and want to elevate to the next position. I'm one of the people who thinks that that's the way that it should happen, but I do recognize that in this case, you must have the time available, you know, and you have to kind of be here to leave. It's because we don't know when something's going to pop up, and if it pops up in the summertime, and you're not here, then the vice chair is the person that's going to have to deal with it. So, I listed it the way I listed it, but I didn't have a question mark in regard to time. But I don't mean to ask y'all something around for 6 years.
Well, you know, my response to that is, you know, he didn't say that he wasn't going to be gone the entire time.
Robin, she's wonderful, and I know that she'll do a great job, but
I'm sure. Yeah, absolutely. And I went slightly different. I actually went Mont Blanc and Freiburger, but it was my only concern with Freiburger was the potential absentees. I would also add, I actually appreciated Dr. Freiburger's vision in terms of actively pursuing opportunity for change in the law to restore the ability for the commission to review complaints in the future with somewhat less stringent requirements than exist right now. So I did appreciate that. So I'd be very, very comfortable with Dr. Freiburger.
That kind of played a part in my decision making too. When I listened to his vision and I listened to Mr. Maul's vision, if the two of those could merge together, that would be wonderful for the office. So that's kind of how I handled mine.
I think based on how theirs are lined up, do we want to make a motion to nominate the chair?
I move to nominate Dr. Freiburger as chair.
Do we have a second?
I second.
And all those in favor?
Aye.
Say aye.
Aye.
Okay, and then why don't we go ahead and make a motion to nominate the vice chair?
I move to nominate William Maul as vice chair.
Second. Okay, and all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, I think we have our selections for chair and vice chair. Let's return to the agenda for a second.